played, and they played ball, and that was such a big area, and that was all they had to do, was just to get out and play, because all the families were working, getting all the cooking done and the washing done. And my sisters always told us about Mama had a horse and buggy, and the horse ran away with Mama one day. That was what they all got so excited, because the horse ran away, but Mama was able to control it and stop it, and she got back. And they used to say they'd take a rope and make a rope swing, and they would put a big old piece of strong rope over the limb of the tree and drop it down and make them a seat out of it. And they'd swing each other in those rope swings. And then they would get in the rope swing by themselves, and they'd turn round and round and round and round and see how far they could wrap that rope around. And then they would unwind, and they thought that was so much fun, playing on that rope swing. And they used to talk about beating soap suds. They put soap flakes or soap in a can, and take a spoon and beat it, and just keep beating soap and water together until it was so thick it looked like whipped cream. And that's what they had to play with.
That's very good. Do you remember hearing any stories about the Civil War in the Union?
No, I never have heard much about the Civil War. That's one thing my family just never did talk about very much.
About. Do you know if any of the houses in Union that are presently here were standing during the Civil War?
Yes, my house up the street, four houses up from me on this same side of the street. Ms. Tom Glover's house was there during the Civil War.
Do you remember how people made their living in this area when your father was a young man? How most people made their living?
They made their living by farming, mostly.
Were there any mills?
And they picked cotton. They had a lot of cotton. And there was a cotton mill here that was uptown across from our library. And I very well remember that, and that was a cotton mill. And then there was across town was a cotton mill. And then that soon turned into a hosiery mill, and they made cotton stockings. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people worked in the mill here. And then a lot of people worked out at Onco and Sargent, which is a neighboring suburb of Newnan, and they made that was a cotton mill, too.
All right, that's very interesting. Let's stop now and check our tape.
I don't know, I guess you get back into the child.
We're recording now, and let's talk about the days of the week. I wonder if you would name the days of the week for me.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
What does Sabbath mean?
Sabbath means Sunday to me, a day God set aside for us to worship. And it's a special day, a holy day.
Very good. If you meet someone during the early part of the day, what do you say as a greeting?
Good morning.
What do you say for the part of the day afternoon?
Good afternoon.
What do you say when you leave people?
Goodbye. So long.
What do you call the part of the day that comes after supper?
Nighttime.
Can you think of any other terms for late day after you eat supper?
Evening.